Almost every week, Roby Brock, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, sits down with John Brummett, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, to discuss a week's worth of news. But not this week. Roby has laryngitis. John Brummett is not as easy to silence, so he showed up at the Talk Business studio to have a conversation with State Representative Charlie Collins of Fayetteville. Their discussion began with a topic Representative Collins has been closely associated with for a couple of years, and especially the past couple of months, guns on campus. His original bill addressed allowing licensed faculty and staff members at public universities and colleges to carry concealed weapons, even if the school's administrations and boards had decided against such a policy. By the time the original bill got back to a House committee yesterday, it had extended the rights of many more citizens to carry concealed weapons in many more places.
I guess what I want to ask you, and it's okay to get run over by the NRA, they're a powerful lobby, but in the negotiation, what has emerged last week and now appears headed for passage, did you get run over by the NRA?
Yeah, I think the notion of being run over by the NRA is way out in left field, because the reality is the people of Arkansas, I think, believe in this issue. The poll done by Roby Brock had over 60% were in favor of college campus carry. So I think what we're talking about and what we have been talking about is something that the people of Arkansas support. But if we go to the central issue, you know, what's different now versus what I have been constructing kind of by myself, if you will, over the past several sessions, not just this session. And the real difference is when I started out, I was building a solution which was very narrowly focused on what can we do to help keep our loved ones safe on college campuses in Arkansas. And my thought process was, I love the concealed carry program. The Arkansas State Police do a great job with it. But historically, those weapons have been banned, concealed carry holders have been banned on college campuses. How can we get to a place where we can move that forward? Because if we can get some of those folks on campuses, I believe we can deter some of those crazy killers that murder our loved ones on campuses. So I set about constructing that. And the way I approached it was to select a class of people, college faculty and staff. And the concept in my mind was, those individuals were familiar with their surroundings, others were familiar with them, those types of things. And that's how I arrived
I
built.
I know, but since time is limited, we got to the point. The eventual solution is, or the eventual bill, after your negotiations with the NRA, is a wider group of people authorized to use guns on campus. The 16 hours training, which you were willing to accept, was cut to 8 hours. And now the use of concealed carry plus the 8-hour training extends to many other places around the state. You know, the NRA, it appears, got you to agree to less training for much wider application of this authority. Is that essentially what? And let me just also ask it this way. When you're negotiating in Arkansas for the NRA to try to pass a bill, you're dealing with an organization that regularly scores legislators and gives them grades. And Arkansas legislators want their A grades. Those are vital. Those are precious. So you're negotiating from a position of weakness, aren't you? Because you cannot go anywhere that would force your legislators to get anything less than an A from the NRA. Isn't that sort of where you were in those negotiations?
So the negotiations were really among the people that are going to make the decision in Arkansas. So senators, the governor has a lot of influence in doing something that the people of Arkansas are going to support. So that's really always been the focus. Now, when you bring in people that care about gun rights and people that communicate to people about gun rights and the NRA's role in that, to the extent the voters of Arkansas care what anyone has to say, any outside group or whatever, that's the extent to which those organizations are important. But let me get back to what changed.
But you do agree the grading, the scoring by the NRA of issues, what the NRA says of legislative action and legislative votes, that hung over the discussions, did it not?
The voters of Arkansas want to know the people they're voting for are in favor of certain things. And so many organizations do things like mail their memberships,
right,
and tell them how they feel about legislators' votes on different things. And to the extent that matters to individual voters when they go to the polls, Legislators, pay attention. And that doesn't just go for the NRA, that goes for anybody. It goes for anybody with a following. If you've got a following of 1 million voters in Arkansas or 500,000 voters in Arkansas, and you're going to say, these people agree with us, these people don't, and that can move voters, then legislators will always pay attention to that. We're doing that all the time. Professors told me, you're not listening to the people. I mean, that was the mantra that I heard in many of these town halls, and it was the same concept. They were saying, I represent a certain number of people, and we're telling you we feel a certain way. That's how democracy works. But here's what happened with this, and the reason I'm so excited about it. Governor Hutchinson said, and he didn't use words like this, but basically, I'm not as excited about arbitrarily selecting a class of people and saying these people somehow are going to be more capable in a sensitive situation. I, from my experience as the NRA's researcher and leader following the Sandy Hook massacre, have learned that training people and getting them qualified, that's the way to do things. And so what really changed when the bill got over to the Senate was, how do we integrate that concept and use it to replace the little rickety thing that I had done that really applies in a very narrow way? Once we got that in place, once the governor's concept of training got in place, now all of a sudden, this bill is no longer as limited as it once was when I did it. And I think where we are today not only is more expansive for the state of Arkansas, but it sets a tone for the entire country. And I believe now other states will follow what I believe will become the Arkansas model for how do we keep our loved ones safe in sensitive areas.
Which is the better bill, the one you started with, which was carry rights for faculty and staff, or this one?
This one, hands down.
State Representative Charlie Collins from Fayetteville talked with John Brummett, a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Roby Brock, who usually shares this segment with John Brummett, was without a voice at the time of the taping. You can find out more about Arkansas politics, business, and news at talkbusiness.net. And when Roby doesn't have laryngitis, he hosts a podcast about the state's daily news developments every weekday afternoon at talkbusiness.net. There right now, a conversation with 3rd District Congressman Steve Womack about the proposal to replace the Affordable Care Act. You can find that at talkbusiness.net.